Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to go ahead, amen, and we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for a new day. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and get the announcements out of the way. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure that you know, amen, that we're here and this is ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. With Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, who's the apostle, is the founding president, and pastor is our pastor, Joseph Rouse. So I want to make sure that you know that we have leaders and everyone should have leaders. Amen. Glory to God, to get to that place where you need to be. Hallelujah. You know, everybody wants to go, but nobody wants to be fed. Hallelujah. You know, it's okay when you feed yourself. Yeah, you may go ahead and eat the meat. You ate the turkey. Hallelujah. Ate the ham. Yes, the candy yams and all that good stuff. Glory to God. You fed yourself. But sometimes you need to be fed on the way of ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you know which way to go. So when you get there, you can stay in that place. And you won't fall. You won't be pulled away by the sneaky devices and the tricks of the enemy. So I encourage you to jump aboard, amen, and ride this train with us, amen. We're almost in a new year, so amen. Don't miss it, don't miss it, and don't miss it. You know, week after week, we come to the line, glory to God, and we thank God for all our listeners. And we thank God for our leaders, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. We thank God for them. Amen. So that's why I encourage you to come on and get on this train and ride with us so you can go in the same direction, hallelujah, and that is to be connected, amen, with the connector, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen, glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead and get into our announcements. With all that being said, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed Elder Bertha Askew of Faith Come By Hearing. It was an awesome show. She always walks the dog on the shows. They'd be spectacular. But, you know, all the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to it on demand. But me, I like to hear mine firsthand, glory to God. And if I need to go back and listen, amen, then I'll go back and listen, hallelujah. There's nothing like hearing it fresh off the press. You know, you say, well, you know what, I want to go. If I go to a restaurant, you know, I want you to cook it fresh. So, amen, ain't nothing wrong with a fresh word, hallelujah. If you want that food fresh, you also should want your spiritual food fresh also. Amen, glory to God. So let's move on, hallelujah. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. And I don't want you to miss it, hallelujah. And if you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. Let's move on down just a little bit further. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this is Prophetic Corner Ministries. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them, and let them know, amen, we are live and on the air. And I want to encourage you, amen, coming up next, hallelujah, it's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, amen. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So I want you to stay, amen, just turn over a little bit. You'll have a 30-minute break between here, between my show and her show, and then you can go over and listen to her show. I'm going to give you the phone number at the end of the show. You know, I know everybody said, well, I don't have a Facebook page. Well, guess what? I got the number for you on today. So, because you know how you keep it in your phone, and all you got to do is just, you know, you put VOT and just click on it and then hit it and dial it up. You know, that's the generation we're living in now. But I got the number, so I'm going to give you the number, amen. Well, let me go ahead and give it to you now, and then I'll give it to you again at the end of the show so everybody won't say, amen, that, you know, she didn't give us a number, so we don't know how to call. So, amen, get your pencils and paper ready, and this is the number for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry Show that's coming up next. It's 1-347-945-5041. That's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And I also want to encourage you, if you have not purchased your book yet, the heart's reflection. And if you have not gotten your gift for everybody, I know everybody went out shopping and, you know, and they were shopping until they dropped. Amen. Well, that's okay. But now I'm going to give you some spiritual food that you can just send everybody a copy of one of these books. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go and purchase it on Amazon. It's only $1.29. So I want you to go ahead and purchase your book so you can go ahead and give an early present if you want to. It'll be okay. Hallelujah. You know, people like early presents. That way, hallelujah, they'll know, well, you know what? She did buy me something, glory to God, and I like it. Hallelujah. So go ahead and purchase your book from Amazon on today. Hallelujah. And if you move on just a little bit further, hallelujah, we have none other than Wild Radio. It's Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Always a hot word off the press. Amen. And it comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday, a hot word right off the press. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, someone that can help you, amen, and pull what's in you out, amen, the spiritual side, hallelujah, glory to God. And let me help you out now. If there's anything in there that ain't right, it's coming out too. Let me help you now, okay? Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what we want, because you know you want to make sure that you're doing the things that God is calling you to do. So, in other words, everything that's bounding you down, you know, those chains bounding you down, those things that happened way back when, bounding you down, amen. You want someone to be able to help you with that and pull it out, hallelujah, glory to God. I know y'all have heard many times how they've given the testimony of me. I used to get real quiet, and I wasn't one that really would talk like that. But you know, hallelujah, you know, life goes on and life changes when you got the right people to help you to get where God wants you to be. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hook up with them. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Riles page on Facebook and inbox her, or you can inbox Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook and let them know that you want to become, amen, a part of this ministry. So God is doing some great and mighty things, and he will continue to do great and mighty things. So I want you to hook up with us. So go on Facebook and let them inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they'll get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many things. We're only asking for $25 or more to partner. So come on and join. And let's see where God wants to take you. Amen. You don't have to fear, but see where he wants to take you. It's more important than where he wants to take you than where you want to go yourself. Yeah, you can get it where, you know what, Lord, I'm going to get in this car, and I'm going to ride over here to the store, and I'm going to get whatever it is I'm going at. Yes. But see where God wants to take you in the spiritual realm. There's nothing like it. Because, I mean, you can go where no man has gone before. Hallelujah. You know? So he's there waiting on you. So I encourage you to come on and join the team and let God take you. Amen. Let him lead you and let him guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My God, my God. I know that was a lot. Hallelujah. But, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Before I open us up in prayer, if you desire to prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But before I get into prayer, amen, I have a word for someone, and I want to go ahead and give that word. Amen. This word is for Anthony. Yes, this word is for Anthony. You have been in a battle with who you are. And remember that night when the Holy Spirit spoke to you in a dream. He said, you are a pastor. I want you to get hooked up with somebody and begin to walk in that ministry. You know, God is calling you in this season. Amen. You already know the call. But everybody needs to be trained through the call. Amen. So you can, you know, be in the right place at the right time, and you'll know how to administer yourself, amen, to be a pastor, because you've got a pastor's heart. And I'm just going to put it out there and tell you like it is, Anthony, you know, if you're listening, whether it's on the computer, whether you called in or you're listening on the web, Anthony, listen. Hallelujah. Now, this is what he gave me. He told me to tell you, to help you with this. Amen. I know many may say whatever, whatever, but you know what? It don't even matter. Amen. This is a season where only thing that matter is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It should have been long time ago, but you know, so many times, you know, people get caught up in what people think, but no more. Hallelujah. It's only the things of the spirit realm that matters. Hallelujah. He told me to tell you, Anthony, to get hooked up with Pastor Joseph Rouse, because he can lead you and guide you in the place that he's calling you to. Hallelujah. My God. Ooh, did y'all feel that? Because I sure did. Hallelujah. He said, get hooked up with Pastor Joseph Rouse. I'm putting it out there now. It's up to you to receive it. Hallelujah. But, you know, I can say this. He will lead you in that place, amen, that God is calling you to. He can tell you because he has a pastor heart. He is a pastor. Hallelujah. See, God don't want to hook you up with anybody. He could have told me to tell you to go over here, over there, over New York, wherever, but he didn't. He told me to tell you to get hooked up with Pastor Joseph Rouse. So I'm just putting it out there. Now it's up to you. Hallelujah. You can inbox him if you're on Facebook, which I don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God where you are, but I know you're listening. You had to be for him to give me that word. So it's up to you. You can hook up with Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Hallelujah. Inbox him, and he will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go on. Hallelujah. Now that Anthony has his words, is off me. Hallelujah. I'm free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we come before you as humble as we know how, oh God, lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying your holy name on high. Father God, we thank you for another day that you have made, Lord God, and we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that we go through, Lord God, and everything that's ahead of us, God, that you've already, Lord God, made the way, Lord God. We thank you that you're our anchor, oh God. Lord, if we stay anchored in you, we know, Lord God, everything is going to be all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that need a healing on today, Lord, in their mind, Lord God, in their spiritual, Lord God, walk with you, Lord God. Father God, those that are even need a healing, God, in sickness. Hear you say marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you can do all things but fail, Lord God. We know that we don't serve a failing God. We serve a God that can bring you out of anything. Many of the affliction of the righteous, he says, but I, God, shall deliver them out of them all. So it ain't nothing that you go through that he can't deliver you from. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Holy Spirit, we call on you today to go in and do a work like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and all of our strength comes from you, oh God. We pull it down, Lord God, from the heavenly heavens, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who, Lord God, think that they lack, oh, my God, in finances, we know, Lord God, that you made all the money, in the name of Jesus, and you own a cattle of 1,000 hills, and you can cut them some of that beef off right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift you up. We magnify your holy name on high. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Oh, my God. Honor, hallelujah, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know everybody is full. Amen. Hallelujah. Full of the dressing, the sweet potato pies. Hallelujah. You got some natural food. Now let's eat some spiritual food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is moving in the atmosphere. You know, he's moving, amen, from the north, south, east, and the west. Sometimes people say, well, I can't see it. You can see a difference in the way the weather is. Hallelujah. The way the season are changing. You can see a difference in the things that are going on around you. You can see a difference. You should see a difference in yourself. Hallelujah. You can say, I know that he's changing me. Hallelujah. You know, it's so easy, hallelujah, to see the mold in others' eyes, you know, but you can't see the little, amen, glitch in your own system, I say. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah, we have to check, do a self-examination and check ourselves first and see if there's some things that God needs to fix in us. Hallelujah. You know, well, you know what, Lord, you need to fix that over there. Now, I don't know, but we're going to ride. Let's ride the train. Lord, you need to fix that over there with Sister Sarah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look what she's doing. Look how she's doing that. Well, did you ask that, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord God, that's not like you, Holy Spirit? Hey, glory to God. Clean it out. Glory to God. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit don't dwell in no unclean place. Hallelujah. So if there's something in there that you know, that you know, that you know, and even if you don't know, call on the Holy Spirit and he'll go in there and he will clean it out. Hallelujah. But you want to be, amen, on your A game. Hallelujah. You don't want to get stuck in a rut. You don't want to get stuck in the mud. Hallelujah. And spit in your tires. You want to make sure, hallelujah, that all you're doing, amen, is the right thing and not the wrong. Glory to God. So I encourage you, ask him, do a self-examination and ask him to check us first. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message on the day. I'm going to be coming from Acts chapter 12. Amen. And I'm going to title this message, Just Answer the Knock. So many times when, you know, when we pray and we pray and we pray, you know, and then the thing comes, amen, like, you know, not like we want it, but it's the way he wants to give it to us. Hallelujah. He's who? Amen. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, amen. Come on, roll with me. You know, and it's like he wants to give it to us. It ain't going to come all the way you want it. Long as you have prayed, amen, and you put it before him, hallelujah, and then you let him do the work. But you got to continue, hallelujah. Don't give up just because you ain't got that special thing right there. Okay, Lord, I want you to give me the Mercedes. I want you to give me, oh, yes, praise the Lord. And I want you to give me the house, amen. Give me the husband with the, you know, hallelujah, with the big old house. And, Lord, I want you to give me the great job, all this and all that, and just everything. You done laid it all out. But because he gives it to you in a different way or send somebody by to give it to you instead of saying, okay, you go over here and you're going to find this big old tote full of money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you can take that tote full of money and go buy your own house. He's going to use some people. Hallelujah. So don't despise it. Glory to God. Okay, let's get into our message. Answer the knock. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the churches. We all know Herod was a bad boy. Amen. And he didn't like Christians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that. And you know what? That's still going on today. It ain't nothing changed. Hallelujah. We got some Herods here. Hallelujah. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then there were the days of unleavened bread. You know, that unleavened bread was when the Israelites were getting ready to be released, you know, delivered. They didn't have time, amen, to wait, you know. Leavened bread would be that with the baking powder in it. This bread, here didn't have no baking powder. It didn't have time to rise. So, hey, it was time to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the time of unleavened bread and the time of Passover. You know, we ain't going to get all into that, hallelujah, but I'm just giving you a little bit of, you know, glitch of what it is so you'll understand a little bit. Glory to God. Let's move on. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quintilians of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. You know, when he had got him, amen, hallelujah, I read in another translation, he put him between 16 soldiers. My God, hallelujah. Do you think that going to hold him? Nah, that ain't going to hold him, hallelujah. Can't hold Jesus' people. You can't keep Jesus' people down. If they really know who Jesus is, man, they're going to break loose. The devil may be in the back. He may be on the right. He may be on the left, but he can't hold God's people down. If you are a praying generation of people, if you pray, amen, glory to God, God's going to move that thing, hallelujah. He got to. You know, I heard their prayer. Jesus said, okay, Lord, did you hear them? They've been praying, they've been praying. Jesus, did you hear them? Lord, did you hear them? Hallelujah. Because he's the one that makes his intercession for us, the Holy Spirit, right, that we know nothing about. Glory, hallelujah. We know not what to pray. The Holy Spirit makes his intercession for us. So, amen. Did you hear that? You know, they've been down there praying about this thing and praying, and they ain't let up. They mean it. They want it. Hallelujah. They want you to deliver them. Hallelujah. But you know what? Sometimes we get so caught up in all the do this and do that and do this, and don't shut things down and begin to pray like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just think, okay, I prayed one time now. I'm through with it now. Okay, Lord, listen, you need to be giving it to me round about now. Hallelujah. But you got to contend to the faith. You know, sometimes faith will take you, amen. Well, no other person and no money can take you. Hallelujah. You may not have money, but guess what? You got faith. And faith can lead you in directions. Hallelujah. With the discerning of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to everything that you desire. Glory to God. Let's move on. But Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. You know, you see right here, it said prayer was made by the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ever seen the people sometimes they just like to walk on their own, you know, not really, you know, well, I ain't going to tell them over there my business. I ain't telling them over there my, you know, there are people who don't tell your business. Everybody ain't like that. When you need somebody else to pray, yeah, you can pray, sure. I don't care whoever pray. Look, if I know them, amen, and I tell them and I know them for real, and they for real, and they know Jesus for real, because, you know, you got them just say, I'm real, but I'm talking about for real, glory to God. I don't mind telling them, listen, I need y'all to pray with me on this thing, okay? Help me out, because either I'm missing it or I'm not getting good results. I learned that I can't stand on my own, hallelujah, because it said one could chase a thousand, you know, all them demons and all them things coming at you, glory to God, but two can chase 10,000, glory to God. I want everyone around me slayed, everything that's going on around me slayed, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, and that's where you ought to be, in that place where you know, don't mind going telling someone, you know, well, I did. I pray. I know how to pray. Yeah, I'm sure you know how to pray. Nobody said you didn't know how to pray. But are you praying honestly? Glory to God. Praying honestly means you pray without ceasing. You know, that means you continue to pray. You continue to believe God for that thing that you're desiring, you want. If you want more of him, you continue, amen, continue to read the word and continue to stay in faith and continue to say, okay, Lord, I know you're going to break this word down to me, okay? Now, I'm reading this word, and I'm reading this word every day, so I don't understand it, so I need your help, Holy Spirit. You dwell on the inside of me. You got to help me. Help me to bring it out and bring out in this word what you want me to bring out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I'm praying for this child over here, and you know, things don't look like they're getting no better, so help me out, okay? Then what you need to do is you need to contact someone else that you know for real, not just real, okay? Because everybody said, well, you know what? I know the law, but, honey, they don't know which way the law went. Okay, glory to God. Let's move on. But that's what you need to do. Amen. Let's move on to 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper before the door kept the prison. Look at all these people around Peter. Man, don't you know they was expecting something to happen? Hallelujah. They had doorkeepers. They had Peter sleeping between people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these people, you know, they was expecting something to happen, but they didn't know what. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. All the people that were guarding for Peter. Hallelujah. Let's see if it's going to do any good. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. He said, come on, Peter. You're finna be free. Let's go. Good God Almighty. He wasn't worried about nobody sleeping. Hallelujah. Over there, Peter sleeping between them. All them were knocked out. Glory to God. I gave him some sleeping gas. Hallelujah. They didn't even know what was going on. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Come on, Peter. It's time for you to get up here. Get up. Get your shoes on and let's go. Hallelujah, my God. Because prayer was going forward, so he sent his angel of deliverance, oh, my God, over to get him out of there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. See, old Peter thought he had seen a vision. He didn't know what was going on, hallelujah. You know, he said, well, I must be dreaming. Something's going on here. I must be dreaming. But see, God sent his angel of deliverance, hallelujah, because they were over there praying earnestly. In other words, they were sending up the timber. It wasn't about themselves. You know, when they got together, let's think about it now, hallelujah. When you come together, you pray for your leaders, hallelujah. You don't be praying, Lord, while I'm in this, Lord God, I want this house. I'm praying for me, hallelujah. When you come together, you got to all be on one accord, one mind, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. So many times your mind is scattered. You're over there, your mind on washing the dishes, and, you know, I got to feed the children, hallelujah, and I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to do this. Well, you know what? Hallelujah. Your mind ain't all together in one place. Hallelujah. Everything's scattered. Well, you know what? I got to go over here. I got to take little JoJo over here to this place. Hallelujah. And they got to do the dance, and they got to toot-toot over here. Then I got to take Roger over here across the street, you know, because they're having a birthday party here. And, you know, your mind ain't in one place. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I just got off work, and I'm just so tired. But if here's what you do, so, Lord, I just got off work, true. Amen. But, Lord, you know what? I'm going to give it to you. Revive me. Help me to get in that place. Hallelujah. So I can lift my leaders up and help them, Lord God, and push all this coming against them back. Huh? Because we know the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So, Lord, help me to get in that place, huh? So I can lift them up, huh? So I can keep them undergirded with the right prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not thinking about, well, I'm gonna go on this one. I'm going to do social media this and this. And I'm tired of, oh, my God. Not all that. Just one time you get home, hallelujah, you know, what you can do is you can just, amen, just don't cut the TV on. You know, a lot of times people cut TV on. Just cut the music on. So, you know what, Lord, I'm getting in this place, and I'm going to stay in this place. And then I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to do prayer. So your prayer will be honest and effective, hallelujah, all in one place. You remember in the book of Acts, amen, when they were all in one place on one accord, huh? The Holy Ghost fell. Good God Almighty. That's the place you want to be in. Hallelujah. Not worrying about, well, you know what, JoJo showed out today, hallelujah, at school, and, oh, man, my God, my God. You know, he'll take care of all that. He'll take care of little JoJo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get your mind straight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate, and that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them on its own, on accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and for all the expectations of the people of the Jews. You see right here, hallelujah, at that time, when that gate flew open, can you get imagine Peter woke up then? Yeah. He said, I know, hallelujah. This is an angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Huh? You know he sent his angel of deliverance, hallelujah. They didn't wake up, hallelujah. They didn't turn over nothing. Say, hold on, wait a minute, this man's going to escape. Let's get him. They were asleep. Glory to God, in a sound sleep. Don't you know God will put all your enemies to sleep? Hallelujah. When you got someone over there praying on one accord, he'll put them to sleep. Glory to God. Uh-uh, don't mess with that one. Uh-uh, don't do that. Hallelujah. You now, do I have permission to go down and trouble there? No, you ain't got no permission to go down there and trouble the water. Leave them alone. Glory to God. Don't you know when you're doing what you're supposed to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God got your back. He ain't gonna let nothing come upon you. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know surety. I want to read this again, that the Lord has sent his angels and has delivered me out of the hands of Herod and for all the expectation of the people of the Jews. See, he knew for sure. Do you ever know for sure, that Jesus is on the scene? You know, sometimes people don't think that it's really real. You know, they'll say, well, you know what? It don't take all that. You don't have to do all that. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I have to do all that and more to go with it, hallelujah. And I ain't doing enough, hallelujah. And I'm going to do more. That's what you're supposed to say, hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you what you're doing, hallelujah. You ain't got to do all that, glory to God. Let's move on to 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. See? When they gathered together praying, they were all on one accord. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? So you want to make sure when you're in a place, you're praying on one accord. Now, I'm not thinking about, well, Lord, what I'm going to eat? Lord, what I'm going to do? Okay, I need this bill paid. I need that bill paid. You know, amen. I've always said, listen, after six, when the clock strikes 5:59, glory to God, put them bills down. Put them in another room. So, well, you know, Lord, I need to pay. Believe me, ain't nobody going to mess with them. If you take them in another room, hallelujah, you can get them the next day. Because you go to sleep and you can't get rest. Hallelujah. And if you got them in that room, it's something about that, having those bills in that room. They'll come off of it seems like it's a spirit. It'll come off that paper and begin to pound on you, saying, well, you know what, you need to pay me. Yeah, I'm going to pay you tomorrow. I'm not going to pay you tonight. So that I can't send it to you tonight so you can get it tomorrow. Hallelujah. I will send it tomorrow. Hallelujah. And it ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy trying to get you all bound down with all that stuff and everything that happens. When you come in your door, you know, we had a training one time, and, you know, we were listening. Me and a friend of mine were listening as to what the ladies were saying. And, you know, I've always told, you know, a friend of mine, that makes sense, you know, and I always told her that. I said, when we go home, let's go home. Hallelujah. Don't let your mind be here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your body be here and your mind still at work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just rest and rest in the Lord, because everything's going to be all right. He will take care of whatever concerns you. Hallelujah. But you got to let it. So many times when you go to work, you're still bringing it home. You know, I had trouble with Flojo Nim today, and I had trouble with Juju Nim today, and Coco Nim and all that, and Baloney Nim, and oh, my God. And you're still bringing it home. That's why you can't get nowhere with your walk in God, because you're so concerned about what everybody done. Let that go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let them bills go. Hallelujah. After six, don't even worry about it. Don't even talk about it. I tell them, don't talk to me about no bills. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's okay, because it'll get done. Hallelujah. Because if you just got it, if you just went to the mailbox and got it that day, ain't nothing when you get home, ain't nothing you can do with it right then that night. All you can do is get ready to mail it the next day or mail it when you get paid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me help y'all out. Hallelujah. Learn how to go home and go home with Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Let's read on down to 13. Hallelujah. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. You know what? She went to the door and she said, Rhoda went to the door, hallelujah, and said, who is it? And he said, Peter. Hallelujah. He didn't say Peter. She probably just heard his voice and said she knew his voice, right? Hallelujah. And if he said Peter, I don't know, but I'm just going to say, I ain't going to take nothing away from the word. Let me rephrase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But she knew his voice. And she forgot to open the door. She was so excited. Well, when the knock comes, when God has answered your prayer, don't forget to open the door. Hallelujah. It may not come the way you want it to, but it's always right on time. You know, everything don't come the way we want it sometimes. Hallelujah. But that's okay. You got to know the knock. Amen. Know God knocking, hallelujah, and then open the door. Because he may send those, hallelujah, someone to you. You say, well, Lord, I need this, what I need. I need, you know, I need $100, $200 or whatever. I'm just you know, sayings here. We're just giving an example, okay? And, you know, he may send somebody that don't even like you. Hallelujah. Well, you know, this is what I want you to do. And lay you on their heart really, really heavy. Hallelujah. Well, you need to go over there and don't let them sleep. And they'll hear it all night, okay? You need to go over there and give that person that $200, you know, whoever it is, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they come to give it to you. Well, you know what? I know they don't like me. Well, I ain't going to take it. Well, guess what? You just missed it because he laid on their heart and sent him over there to give it to you. Well, you know what? Let me lay a little something in your hand, you know. I know you were laid on my heart pretty heavy. Or let me take you out to lunch. You know, you've been laid on my heart pretty heavy. Well, I don't want to go. Hallelujah. That's the spirit of God of the people now. I ain't going to say God's people, but that's the spirit of people now. Hallelujah. Well, let me help you out. Bring it over here, amen, and see if I don't take it. Enemy or not, amen. You may not like me, hallelujah. I'm going to bless it real good and say, Lord, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she consistently affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. See, she was telling them out, Peter's at the door. She was excited. Peter's at the door. The very thing that you prayed for is at the door. Let it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been praying for God to give you more, more, more. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people pray for a lot of natural stuff, but you know they hardly ever pray for spiritual things. Glory to God. They don't pray for the discerning of the Spirit. They don't pray for God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. They don't pray for God to give them the discerning of the Spirit. They don't pray and ask God, say, Lord, I want more of you. I want to feel more of your power. Were working on the inside of me. Hardly ever, you know, amen. You know, people pray for that. Glory to God. But they're always praying for houses, more money, land, cars, men, hallelujah, and jobs. I don't leave that out, hallelujah. New wardrobes, hallelujah. Those type things, hallelujah. Businesses, hallelujah. But don't you know, hallelujah, all that is already on the inside of you. But if you get the spiritual things first, and then you can get the natural stuff. Because that all that gonna work together and show you, amen, how to accomplish that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when she went to tell him, hallelujah, and she was so excited, there's one word wrong with you. That ain't not a Peter. Hallelujah. That's his angel. Glory to God. She was just so excited, she forgot to open the door. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. They were amazed. But look here, it makes me think. Okay, if you're praying for him to get delivered, hallelujah, out of that place, out of the prison, then when God finally delivered him, then, amen, you ain't going to believe what Rhoda said, just because she's a serving girl, you ain't going to believe what Rhoda said. Hallelujah. But it was Peter at the door. They were amazed. They were so happy. My God, my God. Let's read 17. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went unto another place. See, they were getting so loud. And, oh, my God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, he brought him out. Glory to God. But he told, y'all be quiet now, you know, okay, calm down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he knew he had to go to another place because he knew it wasn't going to be long before they started looking for him. So he said, okay, y'all calm down now. Listen, go and tell the others. It's what I want you to do, but I'm going into another place. Because he knew he couldn't stay there. Because if he did, they were going to come right back. Amen. They were going to come looking for him. You know, Herod was a bad boy, so you know, amen, he was going to send him out looking for him. So he said, y'all calm down. But the very thing that you've been asking him for, amen, is at the door. Hallelujah. So whenever it comes to the door, understand the knock. Oh, good God Almighty. Understand that you prayed earnestly for that thing. You contended to the faith that lies within you. Glory to God. And that he's going to bring it to the door. My God, my God. Let's move on. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter? See, they didn't know what happened. What happened? See, they all still asleep. Hallelujah. What happened? We don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keeper and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judah to Caesarea and there abode. He thought maybe they had let him go. Huh? He thought they had something to do with his disappearance. Glory to God. That just goes to show he didn't know nothing about Jesus, did he? Hallelujah. My God, he didn't know about the angels. Hallelujah. He didn't know about the God's delivering angels, did he? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him. And having made blasphemy, the king chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not a man. See, they was giving this man glory. You better be careful about this. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and read this last. Hallelujah. Be careful, amen. You don't give man glory, hallelujah. You give God his glory, but you give honor where honor's due. Let me say it again. You give God his glory, but give honor where honor is due. Glory to God. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not glory to God, got the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. You see right here, hallelujah, he was sitting up there on his throne, you know, and people were giving him glory. That ain't a man, hallelujah. You know, he had a little G-God, yes, glory to God. That's what he was saying. So don't worry, he was the devil. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, they were giving him that and he was receiving it. Can you imagine he was sitting up there, amen, with all his royal apparel on? Yes, I am, glory to God. Well, look what happened to him. You know, the angel of the Lord smote him, amen, and the worms ate him up. He grew sick and the worms ate him up. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. You look at the God in the person, hallelujah. Don't make them your God. You know, so many times, you know, people will make people God their God instead of looking to God. No, they're there to give you the word, hallelujah, and to feed you so you can go on in ministry and do what God is calling you to do. Glory to God. But you give them, hallelujah, you give honor where honor's due, hallelujah. But you give God his glory, because he don't share his glory with no one. Ha, ha. Look right here, hallelujah. What happened to him? Glory to God. Herod, he thought he was just so high and mighty. Amen. And look what happened. The angel sent the worms, and the worms ate him up. Glory, he was through. He was too through. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So you have to remember, hallelujah, we're only servants down here. Glory to God. And we are here, amen, to give the people of God what they need. Hallelujah. It's not that we want somebody, well, you know what, you did a good sermon. No, to God be the glory. You give it back to him, hallelujah, so you won't get all puffed up and you'll know what you're doing. So sometimes people try to get so high and mighty. I know it. I approve this message on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, try to get so high and mighty. Well, honey, he preached a good message. And then they'll go and they'll tell him, well, you know what? Yes, I did. Oh, you get puffed up, baby. Be careful, because, amen, you are about to fall. You are about to crumble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when the knock comes at your door, make sure you answer the door. Hallelujah. Don't be like, Rhoda got so excited she forgot to open the door. Huh? Yes, you get excited, but, Lord, I've been praying about this thing a long time, and the door is open, and I'm coming on. I'm going to let it in. Let it in. Let it in. Whoever you have in place to bring it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you pray an earnest prayer, you know, Jesus, there's, if we don't know what to pray, there is one that makes intercession for us. There's Jesus making intercession to the Father, amen, for us. But so many times we only pray, amen, a little bit, and then we're going to let it go. Hallelujah. And ain't going to pray about it no more. Glory to God. Well, Lord, you know I prayed about that, and it just ain't happened yet. Well, are you earnestly praying? That means you contending, amen, to the faith that lies within you. You contending, amen, amen, without ceasing. You'll continue to pray about that thing. If it ain't happened, you know, amen, continue to pray. You know, a long time ago, people used to say, well, listen, here's what, no, be careful to me. Don't ask God nothing. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? I got to get the answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They have that was such a tradition. Well, you don't ask God questions. I'm like, that was such a tradition. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? Amen. I got to ask the one that invented, you know, the word of God. Amen. What do you mean? Hallelujah. Okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And who I'm supposed to go to? And who I'm supposed to sit on? Well, if I don't ask him, who I'm going to ask? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you want to be led in the right direction. That's what the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide you. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So you can go in the right direction, not in the wrong. You can sit up under the right people and not the wrong. You won't be pulled away, amen, by Satan's devices. He'll tell you, well, you don't need to be over there with them. Hallelujah. This is where you need to be. Glory to God. This is why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you to help you, lead you, guide you, give you understanding, and you have reverential fear of the Lord. If there are things that you know that you've done that is not right, you're going to repent right away. Say, Lord, you know, I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I repent. You're going to repent. That's what the Holy Ghost does for you. Hallelujah. And they've been talking about the Holy Ghost, which has been awesome, amen, in my eyesight. And my ears, amen, glory to God. I don't know about you, but it's been awesome to hear it. Hallelujah. But remember, glory to God, give God, amen, his glory. You give man, hallelujah, honor where honor is due. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, my God. I'm going to open up the line one more time for prayer. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for some things. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and pray for some things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now for all those who have bronchitis, Lord God. We pray, Father God, right now that you would dry it up, heal them, God. All chest congestion, oh God, be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, we pray for all the fevers to break. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Father God, we pray right now for those, Lord God, who are struggling, Lord God, in their minds, Lord God. Don't know which way to go, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said you'll keep them in peace. You said you're a mind regulator. You're a heart fixer, oh God. Lord God, regulate their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, for those, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, God. Give them strength, Lord God, because we know that in this season, Lord God, oh, my God, it brings back, Lord God, memories, and it gives some, makes some heart, God. Oh, my God, grow weary, oh, God. Father, I ask you to give them strength, Lord God, in this season. Right now, Lord, let them know, Lord God, that you'll be a mother to the motherless. You'll be a father to the fatherless, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know you are the judge. You are the jury, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those who are going through, Lord God, and those who have cases against them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're a lawyer in those courtrooms, oh God, and you will fix it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise, oh God. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they know, Lord God, who you are, that the parents raise them up in the Lord so they can see the salvation of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, right now to go with them as they go to school on tomorrow, Lord God. You be the bus driver's guide, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let him keep his eyes on the road, in the mighty name of Jesus. No hurt, no harm shall come to them, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray, Lord God, for the teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them go into school with the right spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them walk with you, hallelujah, and keep their mind on you, so you can keep them in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now for those that are diabetics in the name of Jesus. We know it ain't nothing that you can't regulate. We know that you are the regulator. You're the mind fixer in the name of Jesus. We say regulate them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for that person, Lord God, who has leukemia, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to give them a new stream of blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, every blood cell, every blood count shall be normal in the name of Jesus. We say healing on the inside in the name of Jesus. Lift your head and praise the Lord. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. We give you the glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Don't forget, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah. Ministry Lane show is coming up next. I want to make sure that you go over. I'm going to go ahead and give you the name, the number, hallelujah. You know the name, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson, at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, hallelujah. The number for her show, get your pen, write it down, hallelujah. 1-347-945-5041. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And go over and show her some love. Don't forget of each of the shows that's coming on. Hallelujah, awesome, awesome, just awesome. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. If you are a sinner, hallelujah, in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father God, I repent of my sins, Lord God. Lord, I give you my heart. Change me, make me. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O God. Lord God, I give you me, Lord God. Fix me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, I pray. Amen. Now, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. You are saved. Go get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. And let me know that he has moved in your life, hallelujah, like never before. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God in everything that you do, hallelujah. Always, you know, amen. Give thanks to God. To God be the glory. You know, I was listening to Elder on yesterday. Amen. I'm going to cut it off. We are, amen. But I'm going to go ahead and get it out. Hallelujah. And she was saying every day you give thanks, just not just on Thanksgiving Day. And she was correct. You need to, when you wake up in the morning, give thanks. So there are some that can't speak, but they can give thanks in their mind, you know, glory to God. And she was saying she always gives thanks every day. And that's where we should be in a place, giving thanks to God. Not just on Thanksgiving Day, hallelujah, but giving thanks unto him, for he is our Savior, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. And we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. You'll have a 30-minute break, and then you go in here, Ministry Lane Jackson, of World Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next week. Amen.